Ilafuke mi de Rava. If you want to say it's going not like Rava, like Rashi says, Tiyomaaf Barishan, that you never even the first cousin for the Gemara Moisefu. He's adding on Rababi, not arguing. So Pshitri Pasma like Rababu. E de Ma Baravashi. If you want to say we hold like Ma Baravashi, so the Gemara says, Lesuchos Ma Baravashi. We don't pass like Ma Baravashi. That he was the one that says that a grandfather is neman upon his grandson. So for the more we don't pass like him. So again, what are you telling me Allah Rababa for? Ilafuke midishmu of Rav Sheshes Rav Popo, or Isusiv, we slugged them up anyway. So what are you going to tell me, a chiddush that we pass like Rababa, Pshita? So Moran says, Elo, you know what the chiddush that we pass like Rababa is? Lafuke mid Rab Yechanon, umidyatakhafto, the ma bravashi. That's the chiddush. That Lafuke Rab Yechanon, that says, Eina neman to Rabbonin. That he says, we do not believe them like the Rabbonin Shita. As we pass Kintakra like Rabbi Yehuda, that a father is Nemeth with the Pasuk of Yakir, a father is Nemeth to say the son is the Bechor, that's one Pasuk we passkin. And secondly, in his last Gemara, that we do not hold from the Kasha of Ma Baravashi, but rather we hold like Rabbi said back, that this is still considered the case of Moedav Miksas, that when this Loiver admitted that I paid up $50, and he says I still owe you $50, so such a case is called the Moedah B'miksas, that the Lacher is, he has to swear on the other 50. Even though there are Edim here saying he paid up the whole thing, still we pass him like Rababa, that the Svar is that the Loiva first admitted that he owes $50. He did not know what the Edim are going to say, so he's like scared. Maybe the Edim will say he owes $100. So he's scared. Therefore, we don't look at the Edom at all. We still just look at the Loiva. This Loiva is still called 100% Moedah B'miksas. And this is the Chiddush Pasuk like Rababa. That's considered a Moedah B'miksas. You have to swear. You still have to swear Midiraisa. Now the Mishnah says, HaMachalek Nechosav Alpiv Ribo Liyechod Omiyat Liyechod Is Leo Maklum. If a father is giving out his Nechosim, so it depends. If he gives the Torah a present, then everything is very good. So that's what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara says that what again? If the father says, I want to give, you know, more portions to one son than the other son, so it depends. If he said if a Torah Yerusha, lo yom aklum, you're being master amashkos of a Torah, the Torah says Yerusha, every son gets equal, only the Bechor gets two. But if he said the Torah Samatono, he could do what he wants. He can give all his properties to one son for a present. So that's what the Mishnah says. It depends how the father said it. If he said it b'loshen matono, dvar of kayomim. If he said b'teros Yerusha, then lo yom aklum. And then, so Gemara says also, if he said a maton at the beginning or the middle or at the end, also it's good. So Gemara says, heichi domi matona batchilo. Where's there a case that the father stuck in the word a present at the beginning? Heichi domi b'yemtz in the middle. Heichi domi batsoif. So Gemara says, ki yosir rav dimi came, omu rav yech, it's over the name of rav yech like this. Tinos saint saw the plainus. Le plaini, the father said, give this field to this son. So Tinosin is lashon of a present. The year shazu, and this person should also yarshin it. The year she should also yarshin it. So zui matana batchila, this called where he said a lashon matana at the beginning, and that helps. As long as the father stuck in the word Tinosin, give it to my son for present, what he meant to say is, it's a present, that's all. Yeah. So Kitzur says, as long as the father said a Lashon of Matono, even though he only said it at the beginning, and then he said a Lashon Yerusha, still it helps. What about Yersha? The father said, listen, I want this son to Yashin 50% of my property. And then he also said, I want to give it to him for present. Zui Matono Basayf. That's called the Matono Basayf, that also helps. What about Yersha? V'tinosein loy? The Yersha. What about the father said like this? Let it be a Yerusha. And then he said, give it him. And then he said also a Yerusha. So Zui Matana Biemsa. This is called a Matana Biemsa that helps. As long as the father mentioned at any point that I want you to give it to one son, that's called a Matana that helps. Even though he also said a Lashon of Yerusha, but Lamaisa, that's called a Matana, that helps. Now the Gemara says, Ki Yosir Rav Dimi came, Omer Rav Yechanon, Rav Yechanon, Tinoson saw the ploinis. Leploini. Let's say the father says like this. I want you to give this field Tinosain Soda Ploinis Leploini. Give this field to my son, the Yirsho, and he should yashin it. No, I skipped another it's all talking about the father said it to the same son. And the Sodachas, he said all these Lashonis on one field. So long as the father mentioned at one time, this field should be given for a present to my son, it's okay, it helps. Avo biyodem echod, ushtei sodois. Let's say the father said to one son, give him this field, and the second field it should yashin. Or else, soda achas, it's one field, ushnei biyodem. This one field he said to one son, give it to him for present, and the second son is yashin it. Loi, then it doesn't help. Since there are two different people involved, so the one that he said Yerusha, he means Yerusha. And therefore it's being master mashkos of a Torah. The Torah says, have Yashin equally, the Torah says, that every son gets an equal portion. You can't say one son should get more. So therefore, since there are two different people, and on one of them you said a Lashin Yerusha, it doesn't help. However, this is what Tanakhama says. Rebbe Lezer Waimano, Afilu Odom Echad, even if it's one son, Vishtei Sodis, and there are two fields involved, so what? As long as the father said a Loshen Matono by one field, even though the second field he said he should Yashin, maybe he also meant it for Matono. And the same thing, Sodo Achas Oshnei B'nei Yodom, if it's one field that he said to two children, and to one child he said, like, give him half, and the other one he said, let him Yashin half, also, still it helps. Since he said a Lashon Matoni on half of it, it could be most probably meant the Matona for the whole thing. Avo, but Reb Lezer agrees, v'shtei sodas v'shnei b'nei yodom. Let's say the question was two different sons and two different fields. Then loy. The father said, the right field should go to my son for a present. And the left field should go to my son, Bateros Yerusha. Since it's mamish, two separate things, that's lo yomar. That taka, what he said a matana is a matana, and the one that he said b'teros Yerusha remains the Yerusha. One says kiyosi roven, that's what Reb Lezer holds. Now third man yomar, kiyosi roven, when roven came, Omri said like this, Tinoa saint saw the plainis, le plaini, give this field to this son. The Yerush plaini saw the plainis. And my other son should yash in another field. Reb Yochanan Amakana. Reb Yochanan says still that's good. Rovin learned over the name of Reb Yochanan that even two people in two fields still is good. As long as the father at one point at one time mentioned the word Tinosa in Matono, even though then he changed to Losh in Yerusha, we say really what it meant to say it should be a present. So even though the two different people, two different sons, still it's called a good Matono. Reb Lezer Waimen, in the name of Reb Yochanan, no. Reb Lezer Omar Lekona. Oh, no, the name of Reb Yochanan, Reb Lezer himself knows Lekona. That's Reb Lezer before. Like Reb Lezer's no. Reb Lezer's when it's two different sons and two different fields, then takes Lekona. Now, oh, Malay Abayi LeRovin. Abayi said to Rovin that Rovin said over the name of Reb Yochanan that it does help. So Abayi said to Rovin, listen. As nachas lon chodo, one thing that you said over we agree, we like, but via tafto lon chodo, or the second thing you told us, we have a kasha we don't like. Bishleim ad Reb Lezer ad Reb Lekasha. Bishleim ad Reb Lezer, and Reb Lezer tell you maybe there's no stira. Can't be yodem echod v'shtei sodais, can't be shnei ben yodem v'shtei sodais. Reb Yech and Reb Lezer is no kasha. And the second brice that you said over Reb Lezer says lekono means the case when there are two different fields to two different sons. So therefore, even though to one son he said a loshen matono, but it only applies to that one son. The second son he said a loshen of a Yerusha, and it's a different field, so that meant Yerusha. So therefore, there's no stira. If it's one field to two sons or two fields to one son, then Reb Lezer's old is good. But when the two different sons with two different fields, then Reb Elazar agrees, no. What he said Matan is Matan, and what he said Yerusha is Yerusha. Then that's okay. Elo the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But I have a theory in Rabbi Yochanan. That you a Ravin saying over the name of Yochanan, that it helps even two fields on two fields. And before we announce that, before we start off, Yosri Rav Dima Yochanan, Tinosan, we had it only helps one time, but not the two sons, it does not for two different people. So it's the theory of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's the kasha we have upon Ravin. That according to you, Ravin, did the theory of Rabbi Yochanan. Samar says, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. Mor says, "I'm roiim ninav aliv the Rabbi Yochanan Echnami." It's a machlekas hamroiim. It's a machlekas Rav Dimi and a machlekas Rovin. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rovin learned in Rabbi Yochanan even though it's two different sons and two different fields. Still, as long as the father at one time said a present, he means to give the whole thing b'toros a present, not b'toros Yerusha. Rav Dimi learned not that in Rabbi Yochanan that only for one field and one son does it help. But once you're going on twos, then it doesn't help. But he says, Yerusha, the Yerusha, and that you can't give against what the Torah says. Now, Resh Lakish, Shomash Lakish says, Loikono, no, it doesn't help what the father says when he wants to give one son more than the other sons. At Shiyoyme, Ploini, O Ploini, Yershu, Sada, Ploinis, O Ploinis, Shenasatim, Lehemba, Matono, Veyershum. Rabbi Shlaka says, when does it help? He has to speak out clearly. Ashyama ploini yo ploini, this son and that son, shiyashin this field, yirasada ploinis. O ploinis, shenasatim lehem, that's b'matana. If he ends off with a strong lashon, I'm giving it to them. For matana, then it helps. Since he ends off with lashon matana, then it helps. But v'yirshim, if he ends off with a lashon of Yerusha, then v'plugta, that's telling the machlokes already. Rav Nuna says, Loishonu elo the mechod v'sod v'achas, only one man in one field. Avolo the mechod v'shtei sodois, one son with two different fields. Or else, sod v'achas, one field v'shnei b'nei yodam, loi, then it doesn't help. If he ends up with Loshin Yerusha, even though one he said matana, but since the other one he said Yerusha, it doesn't help. But Rav Nachman amano, afilu odo mechod v'shtei sodois, even though the father is talking to one son about two different fields, or else sod achas one field, u'shnei b'nei yodam, still, Rav Nachman says it helps. As long as he mentioned lashon of matana one of these times, we say a svara, he meant those things should be a present. So even though he's giving one son more than the other son, a b'teras a present, a father could do that. Abel o, ma what's going to be? Afilu shtei sodis. Ushnei b'nei yodam, that's what Rav Nachman said. But Rav Sheshes says, afilu shtei sodis, even two fields, ushnei b'nei yodam, and shnei b'nei yodam, also what it helps. Yeah. He's the big Nekalia, and he goes like Rav and Levi the Rabbi Yochanan, that he's saying even though it's two different fields to two different sons, as long as the father mentioned at one time, I'm giving to it for a present, it helps. With like a paskin the kula. And these churasfars, machlekes and das bnei yodam. If a father said at one time, he's talking at the same time, he has two sons in front of him and the two different fields, and he says, listen, you son, I want you to get this field for present. The other son, I want you to get this field for Yerusha. Since he spoke to both of them at the same time, and to one of them he mentioned Lashon HaMatana, that's enough. If Rosh Hashanah holds, that's enough to say most probably the father meant both of them should be a matana, and Ataki remains a matana, Dvorim is Kayam. It's not cool he's going against the Torah.
That matana takes place after his mission.
Over Rosh Hashanah says, Minah Minula, how do I know this Svara? That we say Mastam the father wants to be nice to his son and give him a present. How do we know this? The Tanya will learn like this. Haim, if a father says, Tanu shekel libni b'shabbos. Father tells somebody, your guardian, he tells somebody to take care of his children, listen, I want you to give my son a shekel a week. That's how much allowance you should give him. Give him one shekel. A shekel is a half of a saw. And v'roya litens a half of a seller. but v'roi litin sela. Really what the son needs to live a week, he needs a sela. Salacha is noisim len sela, that the guardian is supposed to give him a sela. We said the father didn't mean bedavka shekel, he meant to give him what he needs. If he needs a sela, give him a sela ready. But what's going to be the imam if the father speaks out clearly? Al tipnu lehem el shekel? No. Speaks out clearly, I want you only to give my son a half a dollar, a shekel, a week, a nice and a shekel. Then you only give him a shekel. What's going to be via mama? The father says like this, imesu. The father says, what's going to be imesu? Let's say the son dies, imesu. Then you should know, yirshu acherim tachtayim. I want somebody else to yashin. Shvam says, ploini, ploini.